Okay. We left off on Daf Kaf Beis Amid Aleph. We saw the Machlokes, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, Isha Mishum Chitza or Isha Mishum Mamono, whether this is Adam HaMazik, Kocho, Din of Kocho, or Din of Mamon HaMazik. And we spoke about the Machlokes. Does Mamon require legal ownership, as Rashi pointed out, via possession or via Xeris HaKosuv, like Bor, or does Mamon require more, I guess, responsible ownership in terms of creating the mazik. And now the Gemara simply brings a whole series of Mishnahs, four Mishnayas from within Bava Kamma, that clearly slant to one understanding. What we'll see later next time is that even though we have Mishnayas that slant to this understanding, and that we have Pasuk that can be understood in this way, but Beholzo, we can't do without the other understanding, and it will come to a very interesting conclusion. So the Gemara over here points out Tanan. We have our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is the first raya that we have to look at through the eyes of Yochanan and through the eyes of Rish Lakish, in which we have in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis, that when the Kelev takes a Harara, he takes a biscuit that has within it a coal. So eating the biscuit, clearly there's nezek shalem. But the Mishnah, a shame, but the Mishnah also speaks about the burning down of the Gadish and speaks about the fact that Hidlich HaGadish, Al HaGadish Meshalem Chatzin Nezek. So according to Rav Yochanan, this is Kaftar V'Ferach. We're dealing over here, Bishlam Adam Isha Mishim Chitzav, Chitzav the Kelev. We're dealing with Koach of the Kelev. Koach of the Kelev, so we call Tsraros. Tsraros is Chatzin Nezek. So this is beautiful. Ela Laman Damar Isha Mishim Mamono. So here we have a problem. Why should the Mishnah say there should even be a Chiyuv of Chatzin Nezek? Hay Eish Rav Mamono de Baal HaKelevu. This Eish belongs to the Baal HaKharora. The Kelev simply moved it from place to place, but it's not his Mamon. Why should the Baal HaKelev be Chayev? Amar Lechrish Lakish. And we'll set up an ukimta. The adye aduye will create a situation of koach that even within Rish Lakish, Eish per se is not koach, but the throwing of the biscuit, the throwing of the gachelet, that would be koach. And then al makom hagachelet, that which was damaged by the koach of the kelev, that which was damaged by the tsaros of the kelev, meshalim chatzi nezek. And in Achinami, Ahagodish Kula Patur, on the Hitpashtut of the fire, that already, the fire doesn't belong to the Kelev, and on that, that's the Kitetzei Eish, on that, in Achinami, according to Rish Lakish, your Patur. So we would have to set up the Mishnah that the only Chatzi Nezek would be on the Makom Hagachelet, on that which was created via Tzoros. Rav Yochanan, you know, what's he would learn at Pasha, to Anche Anuche, Al Charara Va'al Makom HaGachelos Meshalem Nezek Shalem. That's, we have Shein, and we have Regel, Va'al HaGadish, which is the Koach, that which is the Troros, there Meshalem Chatzin Nezek. So clearly, our Mishnah fits in much more smoothly, according to Rav Yochanan, even given the Ukimta of Rish Lakish, it only is going to help in terms of Makom HaGachelos, or the Mishnah, Pashtus, was relating to the entire Gadish. Okay, but it's enough to deflect the proof of Rav Yochanan. Toshma, we have another Mishnah. We have a Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, towards the end of the sixth Perek, in which the Mishnah points out that Gamal had called Pishtan V'avar Birshus Arabim, Nichnasa pishtanu letoch hachanus, udelako benero shel chenveni, vehidlik eshabira, the entire building burnt down, baal hagamal chayev. So here clearly we have pshia on the part of the baal hagamal, in other words, that his pishtan went into a private reshus, in other words, that it was so overloaded. So the Baal HaGamal certainly is Poshea, but the question over here is, what Av Mazik do we have? So that we're going to see in a minute. Hinia Chenveni Nero Bachutz, namely we have also Pshia on the part of the Chenveni. So then, Chenveni Chayev. Rav Yehuda Omer b'ner Chanukah patur. Okay, Bishlama lamando Amar Isho Mishum Chitzav. Going back to the Reisha of the Mishnah. So if you hold like Rav Yochanan, so Chitzav de Gamalhu. And what would be the status of Bal HaGamal Chayav? How much would the Bal HaGamal have to pay? Chayav what? What payment, according to Rav Yochanan? Chitzav de Gamal Hu? Chatzin Nezek. No, it says this is Tzoros. This is Koach of the Gamal. And as such, it's when the Mishnah says Chayav, it means chatzin nesek. That's not the end of the world. I mean, it fits into chayev. However, l'man d'amar mishum mamono, hay esh lav mamona debal gamalhu. It's here. The chenveni, it's true. He was in Poshea, but it's his esh. And so we don't have over here a technical chiyuv on the part of the Baal HaGamal. Clearly the Baal HaGamal was Poshea, but not on every pshia do you pay. And over here, we don't have the necessary conditions to create a chiyuv mitzad esh. So again, Rish Lakish has to set up an ukimta. Amalach Rish Lakish, achmayaskinan, b'misach seches kol habira kula. That we're not dealing over here with an esh which is spreading due to a koach acher mu'urevbo, due to a ruach mitzuya. That would have to be the esh of the gamon, and that were patur. However, we're dealing with regel, namely that the gamal biyadayim, that the gamal is simply lighting every part of the bira with its body, that by its touching with its burning burden, it's touching every part of the, and this is the makom agachelas. And so, how much are you chayev according to Rish Lakish? Nezek shalem. So it turns out once you set up an ukimta misach seches, then the chayav fits in a little nicer according to Rish Lakish, but it's a tremendous chiddush to say that the hidlik over here is not via a spreading fire, but via a fire which is constantly being lit and lit and relit and relit by the gamal. Ihachi ema seifa. But now the problem is hiniach and v'ninero b'chutz. Chen v'nichayav, chora the reisha and the seifa, the only difference between them is where is the fire. But in terms of the gamal is doing the same thing. So if we're dealing with misach seches, then why in the world is the chen v'nichayav? This is regel. The gamal is, forget about the fire, forget about the spreading of the fire. The gamal is touching every part. The gamal should be chayav. So the Gemara says, bishe Amda. In other words, the gamal is not moving, it's simply standing in one place. Then what? So the Gemara says, Gemara just says, Amda, v'sichsaka. In other words, kol shekein dechen v'nipater u'bal ha-gamal chayav. So again, we're putting all of the burden of the damage on the Baal HaGamal. How did that solve anything by saying that the behema is standing? So Amar Rav Huna Bar Manoch Mishmei Rav Ika. What was the previous meaning of the concept of Amda? Hachamayaskin Gan Amda Lahatul Mimeha. We're dealing with a situation where the Gamal cannot move. It is anus. So the Baal HaGamal, there's nothing he can do. He's anus. And the chenveni is participatory negligence, so pater. In other words, namely, on the side of the Baal HaGamal, we have a ptur. On the side of the chenveni, we have a participatory negligence, and therefore, the bottom line is that we have a ptur. Okay, so far this is easy, but then the Gemara now says, now let's go back, Reisha. Baal HaGamal Chayav. So again, we're all dealing with the Yukimta of the Reisha and the Seifa is the same. The only difference is where is the fire, indoors or outdoors. So once we set up the Seifa that the Baal HaGamal is Patur because he's Anus, so because the animal can't move, it currently is Matil Meiraglayim, and it can't move. So why in the world in the Reisha are you chayev? It's the same animal, the same amda umisachseches in a state of ones. Reisha bal hagamal chayev. Why the loi boile la afushe b'teina? That he overloaded it. That he overloaded it. And Masha'en came in the Seifa, there the Chenveni is Chayav. In other words, Chenveni Chayav means that the Baal HaGamal is Patur. The Loiboy Leila Anuche Nero Abroi. In other words, so the problem over here is, why in the Reisha are you Chayav? We saw that we had a whole sugya of Tchilaso Bipshia Vesofo Be'onas. Over here, the Gemara is not viewing this as a case of Tchilaso Bipshia Sofo Be'onas, where you're going to have two deos. The Gemara simply says that since the Baal HaGamal began with a pshia, he's going to be chayav on the consequences. But the consequences end up in ones. Who is bothered by this issue? Which Rishon was bothered by this issue? Tosus was bothered by this issue. The Tosus points out, in other words, Tosus, you know, was bothered that sof kol sof. In other words, by the time that the animal was standing, nothing could have been done. So, in the last six lines of Tosus, ulakach hutzrach lefarish, afilu hachi chayav, deloi boile lafushe b'tiine, havele laasuke adaite kishiikanes pishtano letoch hachanut v'tadlik v'ner. Namely, that we're dealing over here with a broad overview, that a person has to think about the consequences of his actions. And the consequences of overloading is that there could very well be this Rube Goldberg situation where he overloads, that because he overloads, the fire begins, and then he's going to be stuck with this fire, because the animal cannot move, and this fire is going to spread to the entire bira. In other words, that we have over here a tremendous chiddush in terms of awareness. In other words, the pshia is not only in terms of the immediate consequences of one's behavior, but also the pshia is in terms of the entire sequence of events, which is a likely result of his behavior. Okay, so we have over here a broadening of the definition of pshia. Okay, so far two mishnayos, each of which fits in very smoothly according to Rav Yochanan, and according to Rish Lakish, we have to build ukimtot upon ukimtot. Then we have a third mishnah, which is also found in the sixth parak on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis, again dealing with the world of Eish, Hamadlik Es Hagadish, V'Haya Gdi Kafuslo, V'Eved Samachlo, V'Nisraf Imo, Chayav. However, Eved Kafuslo U'Gdi Samachlo V'Nisraf Imo, Nisraf Imo Patur. Okay, we have a fire, we have a Gadish, we have a Gdi, and we have an Eved. So in the Reisha, where the Eved has the option of running away, he's not kafus, he's not tied, he's only, and so even if he dies, that's his own negligence. We don't view the one who lived, the Gadish, as a murderer. And so in that situation, there's a chiyuv on the Gadish and a chiyuv on the Gedi. Masha'en ken, had the Eved been kafus, then the Eved would be, then the lighter would be a chora, a murderer, and then we have a world of kamle midurabimine, and that would pater the individual on the Gadish and the Gedi. So the Gemara says, in order to build the kamle midurabimine, to view the lighter as a murderer, that's if we say, isho mishum chitzav. When a person murders with his arrow, with his koach, he's a murderer, mishum hachipater. So the kamei b'drabmine fits in very, very nicely. Ela lemando amar isha mishum amono amai patur. So of course, we view the eish as his property that is damaging. Ilu katal ture avda hachinami dolo mechayev. Would we apply kamay midrabimine to a situation where a person sure kills an eved? When a person kills an eved, then it's kamay midrabimine. Then we have murder. But when a shore kills an eved, what's the halacha? You pay for the eved. How much do you pay for the eved? Shloshim kesef. So over here, A, why isn't there a payment for the eved? And B, what else should there be a payment on? On the gaddish, right? In other words, that we have over here, we don't have kamay midrabimine. We have no ptur on the mamon. And so over here on Rish Lakish, we have two questions. You should be chayef on the eved and on the gaddish and on the gedi. So again, what's Rish Lakish going to do with this Mishnah? So the Rish Lakish says, Amach Rish Lakish, hacha mayaskinan. Again, for the third time, he's setting up a new kimta. Betitzis gufo shel eved. We're not dealing over here where the fire spread from the gaddish to the eved. We're dealing pumfakert, where the eved, that was the source of the fire, that he first killed the eved, and then by killing the eved, it's irrelevant how you kill an eved. If you kill him with a hot coal on his heart or shooting him, that's all irrelevant. Then we have kamay midrabimine on the gaddish and on the gedi. Ihachi ma'ila memra. So what in the world does, what's the chiddush then of the Mishnah? Everyone knows a din of kamay midrabimine, that if you kill someone directly, that you're going to be patur. So the Gemara answers, we have over here a chiddush in the world of kamle midrabimine, that we say kamle midrabimine not only when the two punishments are directed towards one victim, but also when we have over here two different victims, two different bank accounts. So we'll say that still, if the moment that we have a maisa retzach, that absolves the individual from paying money even to another party. Okay, here we have a Tosfos that deals with what seems to be a small technical problem, but Tosfos fleshes it out to really be to teach us again new principles. The Tosfos v'haya gedi kafus lo. Let's just go back to Rashi. Rashi points out that in the Reisha, we had the case where the Gedi was Kafut, and the Eved was Samuch. The Iker we're looking at is the Eved. Can the Eved run away, or can he not run away? What would have been in the Reisha had the Gedi also been Samuch, the Gedi not been Kafus? So Rashi points out, it's in the Dibur HaMaskel, Eved Kafus Lo, the Dibur HaMaskel that moves into the small lines. Rashi points out, in the middle of that Rashi, about six lines down in the small lines, Aydi Denokat Gabi Eved Kafus V'Samuch. The concept of Kafus, whether the Eved is tied or Samuch, he is simply in the vicinity, that's a crucial factor. So, but once we mention that crucial factor by the Eved, Nokat Name Gabi Gedi, Kafus v'samuch. So simply in terms of the syntax of the Mishnah gave us the two alternatives. We have the Seifa is the Eved Kafus and Gedi Samuch, and the Reisha is the Eved Samuch and the Gedi Kafus, just to help us remember the Mishnah. But in reality, it's irrelevant, l'gabe the Gedi. Afagav de b'Gedi, ein lo mer hayal l'froach. A Gedi is an animal. We don't say by an animal that it should have run away. Even had the Gedi not been tied up, even had it simply been in the vicinity and would have been killed by the fire, the lighter of the fire would have been chayev. Kidamrinan b'shil hipirkin shoro ke mamono. That we view the Gedi, it's irrelevant that it happens to be an organic animal. Had it been inorganic, the chiyuv is that the mammon was damaged. My nafgamina, whether the mammon had four legs or didn't have four legs. A human being senses danger, he's supposed to run away. If a human being doesn't run away, we view that as suicide. But an animal, the animal is an animal. It doesn't have das, and the fact that it didn't run away, That's not a reason why the person who lit the fire should be potter. That's Rashi's understanding. Namely, that the Gedi, you'd be chayav, be it kafus or be it samach. However, the grandchildren of Rashi, they had different opinions, right? That we find in the Tosfos, Hoya Gedi. So he quotes the Rashbam. Piresh Rashbam, the third line, the Gedi Nami Hayalo Lifroach, namely that the Gedi, had it been Samach, we would have had a Ptur, because just as a human being should run away when it can, so also a Gedi should run away when it can. What is over here the machlokas between the Rashbam and Rashi? In other words, what is the Rashbam basically telling us? That we don't need das. What is enough to that we have instinct? Instinct also is something to take into account. And when we take into account instinct, so we have over here contributory negligence, namely that the Gedi brought about its own death. And in such a situation, you're put. And we have over here a machlokas between Rashi and the Rashbam, whether the Mishnah is bedafka, that's the Rashbam, or the Mishnah is lavdafka, that's Rashi. Whether das is dafka, that which we call intelligence, or das can also, or instinct would also be viewed as a form of das. However, if we move down in Tosfos to the next to the last thin line, we find the Rashbam's brother, Rabbeinu Tam, Mefaresh, the itzterich gedi kafus dechayev. In other words, that he agrees with the Rashbam that the Mishnah is dafka, but for a totally different reason. In terms of instinct, instinct shminstinct, in other words, instinct is not das. In other words, from that side, we would have said, had the gedi only been samach, then we would have had, according to Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, then the lighter would have been potter on the gedi. The gedi is simply the property of the owner of the gedi. We'll assume the gedi and the gadish have the same. There's the owner. In other words, we're dealing with that which is owned, and that which is owned, if it's destroyed, then damages have to be paid. But what over here is the chiddush? Afagav de patrinon tomun be'esh. The darshinon makama begolui af kol begolui. In other words, if you look over there at the context of that Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah over there begins Hamadlik es hagodish. You have it. There are two Mishnayos on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. The second Mishnah begins with the din of Tamon Hamadlik es hagodish vayubo kelim udlako. Rav Yehuda Omer Meshalim Masha B'Tocho. Rav Yehuda doesn't told of the Ptur of Tamun. Chachamim Omer Eino Meshalim Ela Godish Shalchitin Osorim. You don't pay for that which is hidden in the Godish. Gzeres HaKosov. Mak that speaks about Kitetzei Esh V'Sarfa Kama. Mak Kama Begoloi Avkol Begoloi. And then the Mishnah continues, Haya Gedi Kafuslo. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, we would have thought then maybe the Gedi, which is tied to the Gadish, is also a din of Tamun. Aye, it's Gogui, but maybe Tamun is not an issue of whether it is seen or unseen, whether it's concealed or whether it's obvious. How could we interpret Tamun in a broader conceptual sense? Why would you be potter on Tamun? I mean, what is that? The Gzeres HaKosov also should have a meaning. What's the meaning? What's the Svara of being potter on Tamun? In other words, I burnt down a house, and within that house, there was hidden $1 million. So I'm chayev on the house and potter on $1 million. Why? How was I supposed to know there's $1 million in a barn? How is I supposed to know there's going to be $1 million in a haystack? Namely, it's something totally unexpected. It's something that I couldn't have thought of would be there. And so then, that using that svara, maybe that would include the gedi as well. Maybe anything which I couldn't have necessarily imagined as a normal situation, I'm potter on. The same way I'm potter had there been a bicycle inside of the haystack, I'm potter also if there's a gedi tied to the haystack. Who ties a gedi to a haystack? Right. That's what. So salka daitach called davar the lav urche hachi lav ke'en kamahu upatur. So maybe we would have thought that anything which is unusual, anything which is not natural, anything which is unexpected would come under this ptur of tamun ugedi ein darko lios kafus v'salka daitach lemiftere. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. The Mishnah is teaching us, don't view the Gedi Kafus as a Ptur of Tamun. But what's a little unclear from Enotam is that in order to include the Gedi as a Ptur of Tamun, what two assumptions do we have to make? A.
He didn't know the Gedi was there.
A, we'll start with the other side. The Tamun means anything which is unexpected, and B, a Gedi Kafus is unexpected. If we have that combination, we're going to have a Ptur of Tamun. Rabbi Nosam says that the Mishnah teaches us that there is no Ptur of Tamun. It means that one of those two assumptions is wrong. Which of those two assumptions is Rabbi Nosam disagreeing with? So that he points out in the next line. The Sefer Kamashmalan, the Afagav de Samachu, the Havik Yurche Patur, da 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 da. Look down four lines. Rashminon da afa gav de lav urche bigedi liyos kafus chayav. Namely, inachinami. It's not natural, it's not normal for a gedi to be tied to a gadish. However, what's the definition of tamun?
Tamun
is dafka hidden, right? In other words, the reason that the gedi is brought into the Mishnah is to teach us that we don't expand the definition of tamun to that which is unexpected. Had we had a broad definition of tamun in Achinami, then the gedi would be included in that definition. What the Mishnah is teaching us is that tamun is gzeras hakasav, that which you can't see your pater on. In other words, you need two things. It has to be unexpected and you can't see it. But that which is unexpected but you could see it, on that you're chayav. Okay, so we have over here, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he'll agree with Rashi, in Rashi's machlokes with his brother, the Rashbam. He'll agree with Rashi that a gedi, whether it's tied or whether it's untied, you're going to be chayev for killing the gedi. But the Mishnah is dafka, a gedi which is tied, like parallel to the Rashbam, the Mishnah is dafka, but not to teach us that instinct is considered to be contributory negligence, but to teach us that the din of tamun is a limited ptur. It's not a broad ptur. Okay, so we have then over here within Tosfos we've seen three principles that are sort of behind the scenes in our sugya. A, that pshia means anticipating that which come about by your action in terms of all possible permutations, even permutations of onus. I mean, every animal occasionally, you know, is stubborn and doesn't want to move because of its nature. And that's A. B, we have an issue in terms of how do we understand instinct and das in terms of is there a negligence only in the world of das, that's Rashi, or also in the world of instinct, that's the Rashbam. And thirdly, that we define tamun in a narrow sense, not in a broad sense. Tamun is defined only as that which is hidden, not everything which is unexpected. But here we have another problem that Tosfos doesn't relate to at all on the daf in the Masechta. But it's a very powerful, powerful question which is raised by the Rashba. Our sugya is talking about the ptur of kamalei midrabamine. That when we have an individual who is a murderer, he is pater on mamonos. Right? That when you're chayev on the fashos, you're pater on mamonos. However, there's a very powerful condition. When are you pater on mamonos? Under what circumstances do we say that the chiyev misa removes the chiyev mamon? When you have a vasachas, we need simultaneity. We need simultaneity. And over here, we lack simultaneity. Right? In the Reisha, We're dealing where you lit the Gaddish, and then the fire goes, and then it burns the Eved. And that's according to Rav Yochanan. Leave aside the ratio. In the Seifa, where the Eved is Kafus, where the Eved is Kafus, the Eved can't run away. You light the fire in the Gaddish, and then it moves, and it kills the Eved. That's not simultaneous. That's one after the other. And according to Rish Lakish, talking about where you put the coal on the heart of the Eved, you kill the Eved, and then afterwards, the Gaddish and the Gedi are killed. So that's also, you have one after the other. In other words, you're dealing with a sequence. You're not dealing with a simultaneity. This is the question of the Rashba. Eved kafus ugedi samach lo klamar mishum kamei d'ravunei kasheli amai patur hamischayev begadish your chayev mamon on burning down the gadish kodem sheyitchayev benashal shel eved ukida amrinan. We know that we have gemaras both later on in Baba Kama and in Shabbos begonev kis shel chaveiro b'shabbos. You pickpocket someone on Shabbos in his house. You're in his house, you pickpocket him, and then you run out of the house with the wallet. So when you pickpocketed him, that you're making a kinyan on you're a ganav. When are you chaya for carrying on Shabbos? Only you run outside of the house. So Gemara says that you're not going to be kamei d'ravminei unless what you do is you drag the wallet, you know, until when you cross the boundary, then simultaneously you're chayav on both. But if you're picking it up, then you're pater. In other words, even though you could say, well, it's a sequence, but the sequence that you know is not a poter. In other words, that begon if kis b'shabbos shekvar nischayev b'gneva kodem sheyavol the isur shabbos, that or gonev chelbo shel chaveiro, you steal the chelev of someone else, you steal the fat. Let's say that, and then va'acholo, and then you eat it. So, according to Nechunya ben Hakana, we have a din of kamle b'drabamine, even in the world of kares, but it's only if it's simultaneous. If you do one and then the other, so according to Nechunya ben Hakana, you're going to be chayev both mamon and kares. So, v'yesh lomar, so he says, ad maskana samech du'ukim nahitzit gufo shel eved. We're dealing where you didn't light the fire in the Gaddish, you killed the Eved first. But it's still, Akatei Kaimalon Kayukim to Rish Lakish, Rav Yochanan Menachave Naichi Behu, Kevin the Mishum Chitzav, who potter al Hagaddish, Vamai, Hakfar Nischayev al Hagaddish, Kodem Shishayev and Nafshel Shel Eved. In other words, that's the Rish Lakish learns that way, not Rav Yochanan. The Efshar Have Matzi Lakshuye Ulata Amech, Minecha. In other words, maybe the Gemara could have asked on Rav Yochanan, just a minute, this doesn't work out according to you either. Maybe this is an unwritten question in the Gemara. But still, but it doesn't. We're not in any better situation according to Rish Lakish. We still have a sequence. It's the sequence is in the opposite direction. According to Rav Yochanan, first we have a chi of mamon, and then a chi of misa. According to Rish Lakish, first we have a chi of misa, and then a chi of mamon. Okay, so the Rashba asked two questions. He asked the question of Rav Yochanan, since when, if you start with a chi of mamon and end with a chi of misa, are you chayav? There's no simultaneity. And it's no better, according to Rish Lakish, because since when you start with a chi of misa, and then move to a chi of mamon, do we have a p'tur? That's also chayav. And so those are two questions of the Rashba. Of those two questions, he answers one. He answers on Rav Yochanan. The efshar de le Rav Yochanan, do amar isha mishum chitzav, kol shehitzit afilu begadish, ve'eved kafut samachlo, she efshar levroach, have le bishat hatzatat, ha'esh bagadish rodev, v'nasal ha'gadish k'rodev sheshavar kelim ben shel nirdaf ben shel kol adam shehu patur mishum debishas redifaso nischayev benafsho v'af ze kein. In other words, that we're dealing over here, according to Rav Yochanan, with a world of rotev. Think of, you see someone who's running after someone else with a gun. He's trying to kill the person. And in the course of running after someone else with a gun, then he's a rotev. He's breaking bicycles and cars, etc., in the course of trying to kill that individual. So we say that because he's a rodef and anyone can kill him, so he's potter also on the cars and on the bicycles. So here, he's trying to kill this Eved with fire. He's lighting the fire on the Gaddish to kill the Eved. So lighting the fire, that's an act of being a rodef of the Eved. And so we view the Gaddish as part of this world of rodef. It's like he's breaking kalim in he's burning down the Gaddish in the course of trying to kill this Eved, and as such he's potter also on the Gaddish. Namely, we're viewing the Kamei Midrabmine in terms of the sequence, because the sequence is one of rodef, and in a sequence of rodef we view that all as a simultaneity. Yeah, in other words that we're dealing over here, where there is a process. I am killing this Eved via the fire. Namely, I'm a bright individual, and I'm, you know, it's, I know that by my lighting the fire on this side of the sheaf, then it's going to kill the Eved on the other side of the sheaf. So when I light the fire, I'm a rodef, and the Gaddish is all considered to be a you know, where it's the kalim that are being broken. Even it's irrelevant whether they belong to the Nirdof or they belong to a third party. I'm potter on those kalim, yes?
Meaning he has no real intention to destroy the Gaddish, he's just using it to kill the Eved?
But let's assume that. He's using it to kill the Eved. Okay? Okay, that's the answer that he gives over here, which appears to be, like, you know, it's a nice technical answer. But let me ask you, what would happen? In other words, let's take the classic case of rodef. Someone's running after me to kill me. I'm running, and he's running after me, and as he's running, he's breaking this, he's breaking that. Someone shoots him. Someone kills him. Is that person chayev? No. Certainly not, right? He killed the rodef. Lefet will give him a medal. You're allowed to kill a rodef. That's why the rodef is potter on the bicycles and on the cars that he's damaging, because he's basically a bar chiyuva. He's chayev misa. So if he's chayev misa, it's potter on mamon. But let's say we have this individual who lights the Gaddish, and the Gaddish now is burning for 5 minutes until it gets to the Eved, and someone kills the madlik.
The point is, he's not really rodef anymore. His maisa ritzicha is over, and now he's taking a nap. Yeah. Shoot the guy taking a nap.
You're not allowed to kill him. He's not. And in a chinami, the fire that he lit is going. The whole heter to kill the rodef is to save the nirduf. You're not going to save the nirduf by killing the blighter. You're going to save the nirduf by putting out the fire, but not by killing him. So he's basically not currently a rodef. So why then, as the Gaddish is burning, should he be potter on the Gaddish? He's not a rodef while the Gaddish is burning. He's lighting the Gaddish. That was an act of rodef. But now, as Binyamin Bineo pointed out, he could be potter legamre. He's taking a nap. Well, you're not allowed to kill him. How would this explain why we would have a heter? We'd say that on the makom of the gacheles, the when he lit that first original fire on that square inch of hay, you potter, because at that moment he was a rodef. But while the burning is continuing, he's like a theoretical rodef, but he's not a practical rodef, and so we can't kill him. And if we can't kill him, so then he's chayev on the Gaddish. So what did the Rashba solve with his terutz?
Can you say that it's an extension of the it's like his cough. The fire is an extension of him.
But that's not the heter to kill the rodef is to save the nirdef. That's a sugi in Sanhedrin. I'm allowed to kill the rodef to save the nirdef. If I can't save the nirdef, there's no heter for me to kill the rodef. The moment after the rodef killed the nirdef, I can't kill him then. That's vengeance. That's not Rodef. That in other words, Beis Din has to kill him, not me, unless I'm a Goel Adam. But if I'm not the Goel Adam, I can't go ahead and kill him. Yes.
I mean, Eish burning is a process.
Correct.
So you could say it's not a point in time thing. It's because he started. Meaning, I guess the Rashba is not saying Rodef in a halachic sense. I mean, he is saying halachic. Not in that someone else can go kill him now, but in the sense of Kimle, because you started a process that extends from A to B, and within A to B, you had... We've spoken about this before. With regards to,
but then you don't have to come onto Rodef. In other words, if you want to say that we have over here a broad simultaneity, we've spoken of, like when you shoot an arrow... You know, whereas until it hits the target, it's going to go through someone's shirt, it's going to go through this, in other words, and we view that as one broad simultaneity. That the Rashba could have said, but he didn't say that, because we saw by the Gonev kiss, and then you were Mechalel Shabbos, in other words, and you know, even though you're running the whole time, or when you steal Chalev and then you eat it, even if you were, this would to be one process of stealing, and we don't view that as simultaneous. So that's why he asked the question over here. So I don't, in other words, so he introduced Rodef to create a new teretz. But the problem is that I don't have an answer for the Rashba. I didn't see anyone who asked a question on the Rashba other than Rebbe Klinstein when we learned this once upon a time. But I don't have an answer for the Rashba. I don't know what the Rashba is telling us. But okay, that's so anyway, in terms of Rav Yochanan, where first you have the chi of mamon, and then you have the chi of misa, to introduce rodef, the Rashba does that in order to be able to say that we have a simultaneity in the burning. But the problem is exactly, maybe there's some ukimta, I don't know. We know that the Rashba is referring to, that he's constantly involved in burning closer and closer. I don't, yes?
I was going to say maybe we can make an ukimta that he's continuing the fire, so that as long as he's still alive, he's making the fire continue, but then you kill him, and then you can put out the fire.
Yeah, but that takes away the whole concept of fire. In other words, the whole concept of fire is a koach acher me'urafo, and b'chol zot isha mishum chitza. You're taking away Rav Yochanan's world. In other words, that's an ukimta that we would give for Rish Lakish. That's Rish Lakish gave a different ukimta. You killed the Eved directly. In other words, but the moment that you want to take away the koach acher me'urafo, in other words, then you're undermining Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan wants to bring the Mishnah as a raya to him. In other words, it'd be hard to say that we're dealing with such a case. Okay, in any case, it's a problem. But then the Rashba is stuck, Elakati Kashali L'Rish Lakish. Well, what do we do for Rish Lakish? That we said that first you kill the Eved, and then the fire goes and burns down the Godish. Havale Bishata Tzata Te'esh Al-Gufa Shel Eved Mischayev Benasho. Achar Shemesa Eved Nisraf HaGodish. Amai Pater Al HaGodish. Here, clearly, he's no longer a Rodef. The Eved is dead. If the Eved is already dead, so why then is he Pater on the Godish? V'yesh Lomar. So here the Rashba is mamash painted into a corner. The Nisraf HaGodish Kodem Shemeta Eved. That we have to say that this Eved is dying a slow death, and that the Godish is burning while the Eved is dying. That b'chol shaita v'shaita chashvinan le'rodef ad shemesa eved. But in a chinami, im nisraf ha'godesh achar shemesa eved, really, you would be chayiv. Adayin tzarech li talmud. I'm unhappy with the latter answer. I think the Rashba should be unhappy with the earlier answer as well. But we have another Rishon who was bothered by the question on Rish Lakish and who does give an answer, and that's the Rush. That the Rush on Daf Ayin Amud Beis in the Tosus HaRush deals with this issue. But let's look on Daf Ayin Amud Beis to understand what's the context of the Rush. Okay? So if on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, there the Mishnah relates to the world of Ganav Umachar B'Shabbos. That if on Shabbos you do, in other words, generally, on a weekday, if you steal and then you sell, or you steal in your Toveach, what are you chayav? For stealing your chayav, keitho. If you steal and then you sell the shor or said that you had stolen, dalad, excellent. You're chayav arba v'chanisha. Okay? What about on Shabbos if you were to steal and then to sell? Selling on Shabbos is mutar or aser? Aser midoraiser midrabanan. Midrabanan. Is there a chi of misa on selling? No. So lachora, you're still chayav dalad vehe. And achinami, you're over in Isur drama, you're still chayav dalad vehe. But the Gemara says v'hatanya patur, that we have a brisa that says that in ganav u'machar you're going to have kamei midrabamine. We're going to have a ptur if ganav u'machar b'shabas. So the question is, Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, that ptur must be a case of kamei midrabamine. And what's the case? So the Gemara says elamar of patla. In other words, about 2/3 of the way down the Amud, elamar Rav Papa. Ba'omer zrok gnevatcha lachatzeri v'tikni li gnevotecha. That the buyer, in other words, you have a person who steals a sheep, and then the buyer says, "Throw the sheep into my chatzer," and then when you throw it into my chatzer, then I'm going to be koneid. That's going to be my kinyan. That's going to be, you know, the mechira when it goes into my airspace. What happened? What else happens when it goes into the airspace? It's going from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid. We have a chi of midoraisa of Hotzah on Shabbos, from Rishus to Rishus. So here we have a case, l'chora, that when the animal goes over the fence into the Rishus of the Kona, we have simultaneously a chi of Misa from Shabbos, throwing from Rishus to Rishus, and a chi of Mammon. That would be a p'tur of Kama Midrab Minei. But so the Gemara says, Kaman Karabi Akiva, Do'amar, Chuta Kamisha Huncha Dami, that this would fit in according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the airspace is considered to be already a kinyan. In other words, that I'm kona in airspace, I don't necessarily have to hit ground in order to have a kinyan. So when it goes into the airspace, two things are happening. I'm over mirishus lirishus, and I'm kona. So Tosus over there asks, even according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no simultaneity. Im tamo Rabbi Akiva nami, kevan demoto la'avir chatzero chayav le'inyan Shabbos. The chi of Shabbos is that when it's in the airspace, even above the mechitzos, that we call a Rishus Hayachid until the Rakia. If I have a Rishus Hayachid, this is my Rishus Harabin, and this is my Rishus HaYachid. So the moment I have machitzos that are 10 tfachim, this is Rishus HaYachid, and this Rishus HaYachid extends all the way up, keeps going up. So when I throw something, the moment that it goes over the machitza over here, the moment that I go over here, I'm already chayav misa. But at what point am I going to be chayav mamon? Only when I hit the individual over here. So Tosfos says, that's not a simultaneity. I need a simultaneity of Misa and Mama. But even according to Rabbi Akiva, that Kluta Shemikimisha Hunchadami, Kluta means within the Machitzos, not the airspace. So the Chi of Shabbos is in the airspace. And the Chi of over here of Mamon, of Kinyan, of Geneva, this is over here, actually, Kinyan Mechira, comes later on. So why is there Dalad Vehe? That's Tosus's question. The Yimtomar, Rabbi Akiva Nami, Kevan de Matalavir, Chatzero, Chayav, Linyan Shabbos, Rishus Hayachir, Olarakiy, Linyan Kinyan, Lokani Bavir, Adamati Latoch, Hamachitzos. So if you look in the third line, Tosus gives the new Kimta. The Eshlamar, Hachamai, Rishizorik, Lachotze, Derech Petach, O Derech Chalom. We're not talking about where you're throwing over a fence. You're throwing through a window. And if you throw through a window, the moment that it goes through the window, here you have a chiyuv of Shabbos, it's going from Rishus to Rishus, and a chiyuv of Kinyan. That's the case. Okay, Tosfos HaRosh says, Kaman Rabbi Akiva, Vim Tomar Rabbi Akiva Nami, he asks the same question as Tosfos, Mati Levira Chatzakasa B'Tosfos, and Tosfos HaRosh didn't want to give this ukimta. We don't like ukimtot. Ukimtot are last resorts. They're not first resorts. So v'nir ali, what's the first resort, says the Rosh? Kevan d'chiyuv misa osi kodem chiyuv tashlumin patur. when do you need simultaneity? In other words, you need simultaneity that the chi of mamon should not precede the chi of misa. But once you're chi of misa, even if the chi of mamon comes subsequent, that's coming to the drabamine. Wow. Namely, if you're already chi of mamon, you're not going to be potter on the mamon retroactively. But the moment that we have a chi of misa, even if the chi of mamon comes afterwards, as long as it's in the same sequence, you're potter. What you mentioned previously, but what's the source of that? So says the Rosh, Kidamrinan Le'el Gabihitzit Gufa Shel Eved Upater Agadiva Agadish. Our Gemara is the source of that. Namely, according to the Rosh, we see from Rish Lakish in our Gemara that the moment that you have a Chi of Misa, that's going to pater you for a Chi of Mamon, which is going to come sequentially afterwards. Afal Pisha Nisrifu Achere Misa Sa'eved. Kishachiv tashlum in kodim lachiv misa, even if it's a sequence, as chayev l'shalem. Ki yahid hanizakin the agba hakanya mischayev benashlo havei ad shas nisuch. Where we have a whole bunch of cases. We have the case of the goniv kis. We have the case of ochal chaylev. We have the case of the yayin nesach that we spoke about. You pick it up and then you pour it. So you have first you make a kinyan and then you're chayev misa. In other words, ahish meisus in da 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 da. Abo kishachi if misa ba kodem kohan nezek shiasebo samalacha pater liyan Shabbos. Okay, so the Rosh says that from our sugya we learn a new principle of kamalei bidurabimine. That we learn from our sugya that kamalei bidurabimine will work even if the chi of as long as the chi of misa precedes the chi of mamon in a sequence. It won't help us with Rav Yochanan, but it'll help us with Rish Lakish. Okay? And then we can take that as a rule and apply it even to a Gemara in Daf Ayin Amid Beis. Okay? The Seder. So sometimes, you know, where it's a raising of an eyebrow can bring about a new principle that the Rosh views as normative halacha. Okay. So, what we're left with over here in our sugya is still the inyan of the chiddush of the sugi itself, that which is black and white in the Gemara, that we apply kamlei bidrabimine to a situation of gedi dechad ve'eved dechad. That even if the payment of the money goes to party A, and the chi of mamon is to party B, right? The chi of misa is to the owner of the eved, and the chi of mamon is the owner of the gedi, still we say kamai b'drabimine, as long as they were simultaneous, or at least in the sequence of misa and then mamon. Problem is that we have a sugya that says just the opposite. We have a gemara in Ksuvas, v'koshes, points out Tosvos, Tosvos maslu gedi, points out, kosha perikana de Sanhedrin, amar mamon lazeh, chayav. What's the case over there? We have over here two Edom. The two Edom come to Bezdin and they tell us that there was an act of Gili Arayos between Ploni, John Doe, and a Besula Arusa. Mainly a married woman. She's a married woman. She hasn't yet been nisuin, but there was already kedushin. There's already erusin, and these two edim come and say that these two individuals live together, and that these two individuals are chayavim et misa. Not only that, but they are also coming and saying that the. In other words, the av of this, she's a nahara. She's still below the age of 12 and simanim, above 12, not yet, but she's a nahara. The nahara financially is under the ba'alut of her father, and then therefore the av shel hanahara mafsid ktuvasa. That normally, if she were to be divorced, she would be getting a ksuv from her husband. Now that she, according to their testimony, is mizana, she loses her ksuva. She's not going to get a ksuva. But she's not losing the ksuva. Her father is losing the ksuva. So here we have that these two eidim, via their testimony, are saying that two people are going to be chayav and a third person is going to lose money. And then it turns out that these two eidim are zomanim. Okay? And the question is, we have over here a world of eidim zomanim, so they should have to pay. But we have over here a chiyuv misa and a chiyuv mama. We have a concept of kamenu d'rabine, that when you have misa and mamon, you're pater on mamon. Do these eidim zomamim have to pay the father the ksuva that they tried to say that he was pater? So the Gemara says that they are chayav, because this is misa lazeh umamon lazeh. Okay? That since there are different pocketbooks, different individuals, so therefore there's no kamalei min d'rabamine. And our Gemara says, we learn out from this Mishnah, according to Rish Lakish, the Chiddush of the Mishnah, is that when you have Misa Lazeh and Mamon Lazeh, our Gemara says that there is kamalei min d'rabamine. So we have a Gemara in Bava Kama, Sugya Bava Kama, that says black and white Pator. We have a Sugya in Sanhedrin that says black and white Chayav. What do you do when you have two sugyas that clash in such a manner? So a priori, what are the three possibilities? Either...
Even Zomim is an exception?
Either one sugya is right and one sugya is wrong. That's one option, okay? Or we have a rule and an exception. A rule and an exception going either way. We could say that our sugya is the rule and Eidim Zomim is the exception, or that Eidim Zomim is the rule and our sugya is the exception, or what, in other words, is the sort of ideal teretz in such a situation? If you were ideal teretz according to Reb Chaim?
They're both
right. Tzvei dinim. Maybe there are two different concepts of kama min d'rabinei. In this concept, we go in this direction. In this concept, we go in that direction. And we call a chiluk. We're making a chiluk. We're not saying that one is the rule and one is the exception. We're saying that we have over here two rules. We have over here two rules because there's a basic difference between the case in Bava Kama and the case in Sanhedrin. We have two rules. Okay? So here, no Rishon we have found who says that one is right and one is wrong. But we have Rishonim that go in the direction of rule and exception. And so over here we have the Rivam, who says that the world of Sanhedrin is the rule and our sugya is the exception. And we have Rabbeinu Tam, who says that our sugya is the rule and the Gemara in Sanhedrin is the exception. And then we have in Tosfos in Ksuvos, we have the Ri, who says that both sugyas are right. You're right, and you're right, but we're dealing with two different worlds of kamalei min d'rabamine. Okay? Did you reach this in your preparation? Who did reach it? What?
Didn't get up to this.
Okay, so we will call it a day. Blin Eder will start with this next time. Beseder. So now you know what to look for. Okay? Just to help you with the Ri, just to conceptualize the Ri, just think, if you have a person who, I remember that fellow in Las Vegas who had like these 25 guns, you know, in his room, and there was a music festival. Okay, so think of a person who has two guns, and he shoots them simultaneously, and with one of them, he kills the person, and with another one, he breaks a window. Boom. Okay? Okay, so that should be able to help you in terms of trying to understand the Ri, and then trying to figure out which of these two cases would be similar to that individual with the two guns, one of which he's causing damage, and the other which he's causing murder. And then we'll continue, Bli Neder, to finish the Sugya on Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, that, you know, like we've seen up to now, that we had four Mishnayos that like really, really are good raya's to Rav Yochanan, and Rish Lakish sort of each of them painted into a corner and has to pull himself out with an ukimta. What's the bottom line of the Gemara? How do we paskin in the Machlokes Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish? So that we will see, and also the Rambam will see. So I'll send you to the Mar Makomos B'li Neder. Okay.
There's shares normal time.
What?
Shares normal time.
9:15. Yeah.